25 past 7 o'clock. Joining us now in our studios is the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Todd Bornhauser. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, Jeff. How are you this morning?
Doing just great. How about you?
I'm doing great. Jeff, you know, when you leave the door unlocked, you never know who's going to be just wandering aimlessly down the street and kind of wandering.
So that boy, and want to be on the air. So,
yeah,
man.
I want to be a superstar. So, I, you know, might want to look at some security there just to make, you know, just change. So,
Todd just came in. We had an opening. We had a miscommunication earlier today, or for this time slot for somebody else, but Todd came in and said, you know, we've got this thing going on. Friday night, can I come in and talk about it? And you walked in the door. We have an automatic unlock at 7 o'clock, and you came here just a few minutes after. So we had to let him in. We didn't have a choice.
Oh, but there's a little fancy box out there. I thought maybe I was going to have to put my thumbprint or look in there with my eye or something. So.
You have a big event that's coming up. Looking forward to it. It's A Night in Paris, the annual gala. Tell us about it.
And it is the annual gala because it's actually the third one we're holding.
Yeah.
So we can call it annual now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's this Friday night, November 2nd. And it's be a great event out at the Grand Events Center. The social cocktail hour will start at 6. Dinner starting at 7, and then live and silent auction. And then the always great wall of wine raffle that we do there that evening. And then at 9 o'clock, the Over and Back Band featuring Randy Sabin. So.
Sounds like a fun night. They've got the French, the whole Paris motif as well.
Yes, absolutely. So always try to pick a different theme every year. And I have a great committee. They're doing all of the activities and planning, so much so that I really can't find anything or don't know a whole lot about anything. So,
well, they like to keep you in the dark.
Well, yeah, that's not the chamber runs so much better when I am kept in the dark, I think. So, but we're looking forward to it. You know, new this year, they're going to an electronic bidding system, so you'll be able to use your phone or different, pads that they'll have around so that you can bid on. So, there's a couple of people who said, I don't think I can make it to the event. And I said, well, great. You can just log on. You can bid at home. And we expect you to spend at least this amount of dollars because you spent that much last year when you were here. So now you can, from the comfort of your own home, bid on stuff.
Oh,
so,
man, you're going high tech.
They are going high tech.
Now,
so
we all have phones, or most of us anyways have phones. So you can find out. Do you have to download an app or something for that?
That's a really good question that I
gives me a
blank. Have an answer for other than any questions that you have, you can call the office, talk to Jane Bartho. Jane's the brains behind the operation. That's why we hired her, and we're so lucky that we have her there in the office. But I'm assuming there's will be something that you just log on to and download and be able to have access to.
Yeah, they make it pretty simple.
They really do.
It's not a tough thing.
You log on your credit card so that you can be billed that way as well. So.
What a neat idea. I like that. And do you still have tickets available?
We still have tickets available. We still have the ability, if you want to donate an item, if you can't make it, from a business standpoint, but you still would like to have some exposure, and we have that available. And we're still taking donations for the Wall of Wine as well. So tickets are $65 per person. And we call it ticket, but it's not really a ticket. You can just log on to the chamber website and give us a call, and we'll make a reservation for you, and then just check in at the door, and you're all set and ready to go.
A lot of fun. It's always a good time. They do a wonderful job with everything, they being Jane and everybody, all the organizers. I know there's a number of people that are working on this, the chamber members and such.
Yeah, Jody Gunderson is our chair again this year, and she's done an outstanding job, and there are so many committee members, I won't remember them all, so I'm not going to name any of them, so I don't get in trouble.
I will say this. Jody knows how to throw a party.
Yes, she does.
She has done a wonderful job on these in the past, and the room looks cool. It's always, whatever theme she picks out, it's always represented very well in the decorations and stuff, and it's a fun night.
Yeah, it's really a great dinner. Chuck Pryor and his staff at the Grand always do a nice job with that as well. I do know we have a couple silent auction items we have is mm-hmm. a round of four at the Jewel Golf Course with carts.
All right.
Secure. And we have a couple. We have a one wine rack that has probably four bottles of Boogle. And we got another wine rack that will have six bottles of
wine.
Some good guy. I can't remember. So, but right. I do know we have those because those I have secured now. And there's a lot of other silent auction. There's about seven or eight live auction items mm-hmm. as well. So a lot of different varieties. So it's always fun. Do a little Christmas shopping early, I think.
All right. You chamber members out there, be sure to sign up.
Absolutely.
Hope to see you there on Friday night.
Absolutely. But it's also open for non-chamber members, so mm-hmm. anybody can attend the event. We'd love to have you come. So it's a great, fun event.
All right.
The premier social event of Northfield.
There you have it.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. Well, Todd, thank you so much for stopping in. We appreciate it.
Jeff, just lock the door when I leave.
All right.
We'll be all set.
All right. We'll see you next time. We'll see you on Friday night, I'm sure.
Sounds good.
Todd Bornhauser, once again, with the Chamber of Commerce. That event is coming up this Friday night. You can contact the Chamber or check out their website for ticket information.